Hey y'all, it's Amanda Gerber, and I am here today with another Daily doTERRA Dose, and I am answering a question today from a fellow Anchor listener. If you are not on Anchor, it is a free app that you can make your own podcast and also interact with other podcasters as well, another social media device. I really like it. That's how I make my podcasts. Check it out if you want to interact and hear from other people in the podcast world as well. But her question, and this was precious, her question was, she mentioned that she is dealing with some muscle pain and muscle tension, and she asked what essential oils she could do for that. She said she's using a couple but not experiencing a lot of some relief but not full relief. So here to answer that question today. But before I dive in, I do want to get some basics out of the way. And the first is, I've mentioned this before, you want to make sure you are using a good quality essential oil. I did a ton of research, and doTERRA was the brand that I really love and trust to use on my whole family. So not all oils are created equal. So definitely get a good quality oil that you trust to use. And also, before I dive into oils, another big consideration is diet. When you are experiencing pain kind of like on a daily basis, regularly, it could be triggered by something you're eating. A lot of foods have inflammatory properties like sugar, gluten, dairy, especially if you're sensitive. For example, my mom has a gluten intolerance. She's allergic to gluten, and she realizes that when she does eat gluten, it tends to aggravate her back pain even more. She can definitely tell it is worse when she's eating those foods that are that do cause your body to inflame. So consider that. Diet, also drink lots of water, you know, back to basics. Eat lots of anti-inflammatory foods like veggies and things like that. But there are some oils that you can use, and these recommendations are for topical use, and I have a separate podcast on each of these, so you can just go through my previous podcasts and find some. But Deep Blue is the first one that comes to mind. It is a doTERRA blend, and it's got different oils in that blend. It has, you know, peppermint and wintergreen and blue tansy and some other good ones. And it's designed, the blend is Deep Blue, and it's the soothing blend. So it is designed to soothe sore and tired muscles. So you can put it on as is, or you can dilute it with fractionated coconut oil if you are someone that is sensitive to the mint oils. Or you can just dilute it with the oil, with coconut oil anyway. It helps your body to absorb it and the essential oils not to evaporate. So definitely go for Deep Blue. I like to follow up with frankincense, and frankincense is just really great. It helps to magnify the effect of any essential oil. And then another good oil that doTERRA recently came out with that I haven't done a podcast on is copaiba. And like I said, they just came out with that oil, and I've heard a lot of good testimonies about people using copaiba for muscle relief, muscle tension, things like that, and having some good results. So you just want to, the oils I mentioned, apply them topically on the area of concern, wherever you're feeling that pain. You can do it several times a day, just kind of do it as needed, dilute as needed as well. But definitely give these a try. Let me know what you think. And if you need help ordering the oils, I would love to do that for you. You can call in on my Anchor station and we can get you set up, or you can visit my website, mydoterra.com/AmandaGerber. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And for more updates, you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter @AmandaMGerber. Thank you guys so much for your time. Have a lovely night.